For those who are just joining us, I want to reintroduce my co-host for today's episode, Andy Baragani. Andy, what's your approach to the big bird? Are you still Team Turkey?
I mean, overall, in the large sense, I wouldn't say I'm Team Turkey, but I would say for this holiday, I am Team Turkey. That being said, I'm also Team Duck. I'm Team Ham. I'm Team Multiple Roast Chickens. But for me, only because I really am not cooking turkey any other time of the year, and I've developed a certain method of cooking my turkey that now it's expected for me to make this specific turkey and these specific flavors every year. So I do turkey every year. And I actually now, I never really cared too much about it, but I do look forward because it's been 3 years since, or 3 or 4 years since I've developed this recipe. And it's the one that I just always follow.
Do you keep the turkey whole or do you work with parts?
That is the secret. I do not keep it whole. No disrespect to anybody who wants to roast the turkey whole. I completely understand. But I like to break the turkey up, have the dark meat, the leg quarters separated, the wing tips separated, and then have the breast crown. And I like to do a dry brine, a mix of salt, pepper, paprika, light brown sugar, keep it really, really fine. And sometimes I'll add, a lot of black peppercorns. And then I'll do a dry brine for probably at least 2 days just to kind of dry out the skin to get a better crust. And then I bake it at 425 for about 30 minutes to get some initial coloring. And then I'll drop it down to 325 and it'll go really low and slow. And I never place my turkey. This is actually something I learned from a well-known food stylist, Susie Theodoro. This is a woman who's has styled and cooked many, many, many turkeys that have been covers on countless food magazines. She never roasted turkey in a roasting pan, but rather a baking sheet with a wire rack set inside. That way, the meat is fully exposed in the oven. With a roasting pan, those high walls cover the turkey from browning in certain parts. And I like to start glazing the bird after I drop it down to 325. And it's just a simple mix of a soy sauce, sherry vinegar, light brown sugar, and crushed garlic, and some rosemary that's been reduced a little bit. And I just kind of brush it on occasionally, and you get this wonderfully beautiful deep amber hue to it. And it's really nice and sticky and a little sweet and salty.
When you refer to the crown breast, what are you talking about? Is it both breasts still on the carcass?
Yes, both breasts still on the carcass.
That's so smart because it must keep it from drying out.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's the thing, dark meat typically takes a lot longer than white meat, but because of the thickness of turkey breast, it actually takes a longer time to cook than the dark meat, than the wings or the leg quarters. So I usually pull the leg quarters and the wing tips out a little bit and let the breast go for another 15 minutes.
Yeah, I too break down the bird into parts. I never regret it. I usually end up confiting the dark meat quarters, and then I will butterfly stuff and roll the breast.
Oh, you just made me look so lazy, Evan.
No. You know, I used to do this, you know, I hosted Thanksgiving at my restaurant for 20 years. And so over the years, my chef Kathy and I, we made the birds in countless ways, and we just discovered that by doing the confit, it just took away a bunch of worry because we were able to do it several days ahead. And then it was kind of like eating turkey carnitas, you know, which... So as you know, we reached out to listeners in a million different ways to ask them if they had any questions they wanted to answer. And so let's just dive in. So Jen is asking, what about alternatives to turkey? Not vegan, just not turkey, because it's a hassle and often yucky.
Oh, I have, there's so many choices. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the making a beautiful roast chicken. And I think that's always satisfying. But if you want something a little bit more special and still kind of on the smaller size, roasting whole duck. But if it's just a small group of people, you could always do some duck legs and a few duck breasts. I think doing whole fish would be great, even ham.
And I also think that if you are in a city or a neighborhood where there are restaurants or Chinese delis that do really good duck, just order one. That way you don't even need to cook and it's just going to be fabulous. Or make a prime rib roast.
Oh, I mean, I personally would take that over a turkey any day.
Let's bring Devon back into the conversation for a minute because I know he has thoughts on turkey alternatives.
I love a turkey as much as the next person. We grew up eating turkey at Thanksgiving, but I really love goat. I think I made this really incredible tamarind braised goat stew for Thanksgiving a couple years ago. It was like sort of like sweet and sour and was just served with like a really aromatic rice. I made it and I promised my mom for, I think, years that I would make her goat one day. And I made it for her and her friends and they all just like lost their minds. And I felt so proud because I grew up eating so much goat. Like curry goat is like one of my favorite dishes from childhood. I mean, the other thing right now is my whole culinary agenda is very much so like, how do we think about American classics or even Caribbean classics and think about how to make them fun and dynamic and energetic and ways that maybe, you know, my grandma isn't thinking about it, but would be still very like pleasantly surprised by. And so we have this like really incredible oxtail and apple pie dish that we developed recently that is on our website and is available for the holidays that I'm in love with. I served it to a bunch of friends on Friday just to see what the reactions were, and everyone was just flipping out about it. And, you know, so I think that that's like the cool thing about food is like every year, like how do we kind of expand what we think we know about, you know, being in a place or what we consider American or a classic, and just having fun and just like trying new things, you know.
Nancy E. is asking about vegan ideas.
Okay, all right. I would love for this to be a pass to you, Evan, but I'm...
I can take it if you want.
Okay, Evan, you start and maybe I'll be inspired.
Well, I always tell people that I think the two greatest centerpiece looking ideas that are vegan are using either a pumpkin or a really large butternut squash. And with the pumpkin, I know I've said this in years past, but it's so good that I actually make it during the year, not just at Thanksgiving. But both Ruth Reichel and Dori Greenspan have recipes for whole pumpkins stuffed with like a bread strata. Now, of course, they're using tons of cream and cheeses, but you can easily customize that by using either almond milk or coconut milk and vegan cheeses. And you can also add a lot of greens layered with your bread in there. And it is just, I once did a party where I made 10 really large stuffed pumpkins like this, and they are just stunning. They become these burnished brown, gorgeous things. And then with the butternut squash, there are so many recipes out there for plays on a Wellington, a beef Wellington.
Oh, that's so smart.
So, you know, using the whole butternut squash, sometimes with the addition of mushrooms around it, like you would for a Wellington, and just using puff pastry, which you can buy. And that is absolutely stunning.
Those are both such good ideas.
So Jessica from Las Vegas is asking, my Thanksgiving question or challenge for us is special dinners for one. I'm the cook of the house and I'm looking for an idea for a nice meal for my father for the holiday. It's just the two of us and the holidays are a hard time for us emotionally. So I try to do my best to make it cozy and enjoyable. He's the only carnivore in the house. I'm the herbivore, but he doesn't eat poultry. So I try to keep portions small. However, I'm not opposed to some leftovers.
Okay. this is a little tricky, even though there's only two of them, because what he's craving, she certainly doesn't want to eat. So for her father, I would suggest getting a nice piece of meat, like a bone-in ribeye, even a porterhouse. Can be really nice, really simply seasoning that ahead of time and then just browning that in some oil and then basting it with a good amount of butter. Throw in some garlic, crushed garlic cloves and some rosemary and just spoon over that butter. And then I think having some steak and fancy potatoes, that would make him very, very happy.
Ideally, some
red wine.
And I'm going to just chime in that I think if he eats pork, I think smothered pork chops are are so like luxurious in their way and nice and rich and just so delicious that might be a good thing to make.
So delicious.
Okay, Andy, let's take a quick break and come back in a minute to talk about my personal favorite part of the meal, the sides. And just a reminder to everyone that if you're looking for recipes you hear on today's show, we have a special URL for all of our Thanksgiving coverage. It's kcrw.com/Thanksgiving. We'll be right back.